Here on Racing HQ. By the way, he got asked on social media yesterday about the Godolphin filly Gazzoni, who's only trialled twice. The first of those trials earlier this year was very impressive. The horse is still growing, according to John O'Shea this morning, and Gazzoni has gone back to the spelling paddock. Well, let's hope it's not the spelling paddock for the new boom colt out of Singapore called Super One. Our good friend Michael Friedman joins us on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Mate, this horse has gone whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You've prepared some nice horses. Where do you put Super One?
Probably at this stage, I think, you know, in Singapore terms, he's the sharpest horse I've had up here. I mean, you know, I always sort of have had Super Easy as sort of the benchmark horse for me here in Singapore, and he was a great horse to me. He was very good, probably not quite as sharp as this horse. So, he's certainly right up there at this stage.
He won on Sunday night in the twilight time, our time, to win the Group 3. He's about to turn 3. I mean, tell us a little bit about the size of the horse. We see him on the TV, but is he a good type going to become 3?
Yeah. Look, he's a lovely type of horse. He was a great-looking yearling. When we bought him at the Magic Million sales, you know, last year, and he's not an overly tall horse, but he's an absolute ball of muscle. So, you know, I think from a perspective of a sprinting type of horse, he's a real powerhouse. And you know, I think with a little more sort of time to develop over the next 6 months, he's certainly going to sort of furnish into a lovely sort of horse later on.
Michael, for us watching it on Sunday and after the race, the interview with Corey Brown, he related to Exceed and Excel. This horse is obviously pleasing Corey.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's always difficult, I think, to sort of be comparing, you know, horses to, you know, horses that raced, you know, perhaps a decade ago. But, you know, I value Corey's opinion. He's been on a lot of nice horses over the years, and you know, obviously to have him make those sorts of comparisons gives you a little bit of encouragement, I guess, to sort of make the decision to perhaps go back to Australia at some stage and take on, obviously, you know, whatever the best ones are there.
Okay, now you've got a feel on the Aussie horses. You obviously watch it. You get information being fed back to you. A few days after Super One's win on Sunday, now what's your gut instinct on a spring trip?
Yeah, look, I think it's certainly at this stage more likely than not. He's come through Sunday's race in great order. That was the first thing I wanted to sort of tick off before any other decisions were made. So at this stage, with still a fair bit of planning needed and obviously mapping out what sort of program may best suit him, and obviously, again, getting feedback from the likes of Corey and Craig Newitt when he was here riding the horse, you know, I think it's a bit of a shot at the stumps or a roll of the dice, so to speak, but I think it's one worth taking and one that I've sort of recommended to the owners.
And the race on Saturday was at 1200. Is that his ideal trip?
I think at this stage, you know, I would think perhaps later on that we could see him stretching to 1400. But certainly at this stage, I think, you know, you use that the sort of the abundant speed that he's got to advantage, and sort of around that 1200 metre mark, I think is ideal. But I do think the horse potentially could stretch to 1400 a bit later on, you know, if or when the time comes around.
You know, the races during the Melbourne Spring, I'm thinking probably high, and probably thinking the Group 1 Coolmore down the straight at Flemington is the pinnacle in the Melbourne Spring down that famous Flemington straight. But I guess he's got to get here, and you've got to work out what race lead up that may get him there.
Yeah, that's the obvious sort of race that I'd be looking at targeting with him. You know, he's still a colt, obviously, and he's a son of a, you know, one of the sort of the hot young stallions in Australia at the moment, and I'm Invincible. So, you know, that's obviously very much the forefront of our planning. How we sort of head there and reach there is still to be worked out. But there's a few options available. But timing, obviously, is going to be key as to whether he'd even have a lead-up run before the Coolmore, or whether, you know, he'd just arrive and have a barrier trial or a jump out up the straight, you know, leading up to that race. But at this stage, that would be the race we'd be trying to target.
All right, well, it's exciting to see. I guess the Singapore people there, you can hear them yelling and screaming at the sign of an any winner, but this horse is starting to get a bit of a cult following.
Well, they're happy to take the $1.10 on offer up here. It's probably a little bit different to home, so when they think that there's you know, what they call free money and getting sort of 10% on your money, they cheer even louder. It's quite amusing. But, he's obviously got a bit of a following here now, and I guess the hope would be that we could get him down there and you know, have him race at his absolute best, and I guess just keep our fingers crossed that he can measure up against, you know, some of the best three-year-olds down there.
Yeah, let's cross the fingers, because his performances there have been obviously very strong. Are you keeping well?
Yes, I've just had a couple of weeks holiday, so it was a nice present to come back to at the end of a holiday. So things are ticking over well, and looking forward to sort of the back half of our season now, because being calendar year for us, we've still got another 5 or 6 months to go.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, good to talk to you. Keep well, and we'll stay in contact just when you map it out what you're going to do in Melbourne.
Yep, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Michael Friedman joining us there from Trackwork at Cranji. So more than likely coming, a horse called Super One. You can go to the Singapore webpage and learn some more about that horse if you didn't catch it on Sunday. Leon McDonald's the co-trainer of Go Indie Go. Good to talk to you, Leon.
Yeah, same here, Andrew.
Haven't spoken for a while, mate. You had a bit of a trip away?
No, going away next month for a couple of weeks, but won't be away for long.
No, that's good news. Well, Go Indie Go, we haven't seen racing since the spring of 2014. You've really aimed her towards the spring of this year.
Yes, she didn't really come up as well as she should have in that spring, last spring. So we gave her an extended spell, and she's all systems go towards the spring of this year, hopefully.
How's her body changed, Leon?
Oh, she's grown up. She's got very tall. Probably not carrying quite as much condition as she used to, but I'm pretty happy with her. She looks fine.
Where is she in the prep, and what are you planning at this stage?
She had a gallop this morning, worked very well. We'll gallop between races at Morfordville on Saturday, and then into the spring stakes here, and probably a fortnight later of the Penny Edition, both way for age races.
Okay, so the spring stakes, 1,200?
1,200.
Yep.
Just and the Penny Edition, I think it's 1,400, yeah.
1,400 a fortnight later. And I guess there'll be a lot of nervous feelings going into that spring stakes just to see her back.
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. As I said, we can't be any happier with her, so let's see what she can do.
And I guess really get into the prep and see where the ideal distance is going to be.
Yes, I suppose that's a little bit of doubt where that is. I mean, she obviously won a Group 1 at 1,600. Her run in Naomi Vase at 2,040 was very good when I don't think she was going as well as she could. So, you know, that's probably somewhere in a distance range.
All right, we'll wait and see on that. So a gallop between races at Morfordville on Saturday and then into the spring stakes the following Saturday with Go Indie Go. Any others just finally, Leon, any others for the spring?
No, probably not. We've had a few 2-year-olds who are just turning three that have raced quite well. Yep. Horses like Counterpulse, Mail It In, and Royal Rumble. But they'll probably have a bit of a spell now, and you know, they'll be ready early in the autumn, I'd say.
Early autumn next year. All right, we'll have a chat before the spring stakes. Good luck with the gallop on Saturday, Leon.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Leon McDonald and Andrew Lewis, the co-trainers of the rising 4-year-old mare Go Indie Go.